Blog Talk Radio.
It's indeed a pleasure to come before you today to present to some and introduce to others the host with the most. Sometimes they call him Dr. Lowe, Coach Lowe, the love guru, and a man that make it do what it do. Without further ado, let us present Dr. Lorenza D. Smith on WBSW Radio, the internet station. We're number one.
Let's make it do what it do. God is so good, he's blessed. To be here the weekend. This is in mind, Monday we have our Talking Review Prime Time with Joe Stone. Just focus on plain old life issues. Let's try to have as many guests as possible. Matter of fact, the guests tonight truly have been on as a co-host. So she's not only just a special guest, but she's been in place to give us an awesome opportunity of getting ideas. This is WBSW Radio, the internet station. You can be a part of calling in. The call-in number is 347-857-4192. Press 1, and I'll make sure I get you on the line by identifying the last four digits of your cell or your telephone. Actually, your location, then you can chat with Dr. Lorenza D. Smith and the special guest who we have now. I'm not going to call her name because I want to introduce her. You know, special guest that we have tonight who's been on here. He's been interviewed twice and also been a part of the show as, again, a co-host. So exciting to have her back again. She's doing some awesome things. If you want to check us out on the web link, you can go to www.blogtalkradio.com/WBSW Internet Radio. And if you want to email the show, you can email the Smith Way Production at gmail.com. And also have an opportunity to check us out on Twitter. And we're glad to have that avenue. That's why we call ourselves the Internet Station. We use all the social media to get the word out. So on Twitter, you can tweet the show at WBSW Radio, at Victor Phi Sigma Alpha number 10, at Lorenza D15. Then on Instagram, we normally have two devices working tonight, but I'm using one. And this is where we're partnering with the Brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated, Zeta Phi Sigma Chapter Greenville, Alabama. And their handle is Zeta Phi Sigma Greenville with the number 10. And sometimes we use President Dr. Lorenza D. Smith. With Coach Dr. Lorenza D. Smith and on Facebook. We're too excited to be here on Facebook. 5,430 friends have a chance to check us out. We're glad you're a part of this. Even if you don't see it now, you can go back and check it out on the on-demand. And that is Facebook.com/DRDiAlberto. Again, Facebook.com/DL, doctor, which is Dr. DL Smith. Thank you so much for being part of this. I'll say a couple things before we get started. And I tell my co-host, and guest tonight, just a second, we want to give some shout out to our team. Our team has been working hard. We have a total of our shows together, help make sure our technology is together, help us just be what we need to be. We have to give them a shout out. Giving them a shout out, we have to let them, they're excited. We have 38 countries of listeners and watchers. I'm going to say it again. 38 countries. Since 2 weeks ago, we had 33. And we had 5 countries to add to what we're doing. So we're so excited about the global output. So glad someone somewhere station, which is CBSW radio, big internet station. We're number one. We have to say that because the team is working hard. All the team members put a part in it, play it, and be doing it. So I want to make these numbers shout out. I also want to say that we want you to register for CBSW radio giveaway. You name along with a means of transaction. These are the four to accept. Out money, cash out, along with PayPal, Venmo, and Kale. Send it to Lorenzo. When I cash, be a cash voucher for food, gas, whatever it may be, a gift card. We also have provide over 11 trips. The last one, shout out to, which was our main one of the year, ended up 22. Our winner is Miss Peggy, and that was a 6-day night hotel stay in Cancun, Mexico. On behalf of WSW Radio, the internet station, we're number one. Along with our sponsors, we were able to pay for that. $1,284 was the cost of the 5-night stay in Cancun, Mexico. So Ms. Peggy Grant was the winner, and we'll be having one we cut up in March, which is next week. Most people might be the enemies, but I know the person next week. We're going to have one tomorrow. Right now, I'm working with this sponsor. It's going to be 3 nights or 4. We take care of the hotel. Now, you have to take care of getting there. It's always knowing that you have somewhere to go. You have to know where you can stay. You know, you don't have nowhere to stay. So we can make sure that it's exciting for us over here that we're making available as part of our raffle from all the authors and those individuals who have donated to what we're trying to do. So we're really excited about that. As well as, I want to give a shout out to those individuals joining us on Facebook and Instagram. We have Deborah Hall. Thank you, Deborah Hall. Maybe Debrayo. Sometimes people say names different, but I'll say it. We have a special guest, and I see his contact being here, but I'm not going to, you know, give her a name yet. Phyllis House, Nisi, and along with Anisha, I'm going to get it right here. Dan over here is a super opportunity. Shout out to the faces here. I think these individuals. We have Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated, Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated. Thank you. Trey Sweetness 3. Shout out to the Fine. Ooh, that's on here. A member of Delta State of Sorority Incorporated. Then we have Latte Ticket, one of our first guests that we got in 2018. Truly was thankful because she was a kickstart. And I want to give her a shout out, Latte. Thank you so much. You took the opportunity to come before and be a guest, and you're one of our first guests that we have. Member of Delta Sigma Theta Sorority Incorporated. A shout out to the Deltas. Azula underscore 1920, a member of Zeta Beta Sorority Incorporated. So those are all those individuals I want to go far that's on here. I'm going to make sure I get a shout out. Now, let's no longer hold our audience from hearing a very special person. Special because when I had an opportunity to make contact with her, she was ready to come on with a book that her and individuals was writing together. It was my first time to know of several couples who had gotten together to write a book. And that was her first book. But then she also was sharing with me some of the things that she was doing in the community. She's a coach. She's constantly working with individuals. They come to her and talk with and share some things by building yourself in the right position to be successful and have a productive life. Author, I'm going to say to her in the writing of her first book, and if I can get my the fire stroll down, and it is Ida struggling to keep the vow. That was the book, and I do want to give her an opportunity to share some thoughts about that later on in regards to her. She's a owner, and I'm excited every time I hear it, because I spent over 36 years at all levels, meaning started and worked my way up to went back to middle or junior high as a head coach, to went to high school as a head coach, and up becoming a Campbell Mills. I retired there, and I was a middle school boys and girls basketball coach, so I retired. So I've been putting a lot of years running a lot of balls like that. The basketballs. So we have the football and baseball and track and field. I also had an opportunity to do golf. More about coaching. Another thing we want to say about awesome being that I was saying about sports, the Region General Incorporated. She working with, I'm going to say, young individuals, because even though they might be older than high school, they're still young adults, still working toward a dream. Getting to the next level, whatever it may be. My pro basketball league, she's doing an awesome job. Every time I look around, she's somewhere placing first and second in these various tournaments. And we call her coach. No, she's the owner. Get that in mind. So we're really excited about that. And then she's an entrepreneur and our young American females who want to step out in the business world. So we want to make sure we mention that. It's just too important that we don't forget that when we are taking that opportunity to get out of business. It's a challenge, but you have to step out there. Put your toes and your feet in. Put your toes and your feet to your work. So, without further ado, a very special individual, and I want to do one more thing, because I thought it was important. I got it on Facebook, so she even holler at me, it's okay. Our guest is one of the recipients of the 2020 I Am Every Woman Award. This award is designed to acknowledge and honor women who exemplify exceptional volunteer service and leadership in the community. The award will be presented by All Things by Grace on Saturday, March the 1st, 2023, at the Be Her Hero Women and Girl Exposure. And without further ado, owner, author, entrepreneur, and my friend, I am Sarita, Miss CEO.
Hi. I am wonderful. How are you?
Oh, I'm excited. I'm excited about it. So it's good to see you back. And I came back because I've been on the show, I believe. She was on, then she came back that she was first promoting the book as author. And the second time she came and talked on our own, I think it's been on our sports show about
Sports and Love Cafe.
Yeah. That's not a guess. She's started. And I want to say one other thing. I know she's a marketing thing on Facebook. I saw this, and I may not like, but you're going to help me. She's a relationship show that allows women and individuals to have conversations about topics.
Yeah.
And the other thing, she's going to share that. And it's good to be able to bring her before you. And the last thing I want to say before. Kind of share things with our listening and watching audience all over the world in regards to a bio. You make it short, how we want to do it. Just I try to touch some things. The best person here to describe this, to talk about you is you.
Oh, gosh. Yeah. You're so amazing. Hello, everyone. My name is Lori Duncan. I'm originally from Alabama, which is in Elmore County. I reside in Montgomery, Alabama. I have semi-professional basketball team. I have a life relationship coach. I have another project that's associated with my basketball organization. And we do various things throughout the community. And it's been a blessing to be able to just.
Back first hit the format, and I had to make sure I get the name right.
Yeah.
And I put it right on Facebook to make sure the last time we was on here, I know there's and I was on.
Okay.
And so I put it on the flyer. Gotta get my name right. I said yes, I remember
yes.
that. Remember that, and that's. We will first look at the book that says so unique because it's a combination of individuals, couples that came together to want to talk about the things that goes on once you take the vow and work toward keeping the vow. You just kind of share something that you feel comfortable with that book and kind of let us know, and I do have one question, and you can buy your talk.
Traveling to Keep the Balance is actually my second book, and it is a very unique book. It does have four different books in there. There are two single females that are also in the book, so it's not just about marriage. Your relationship is different aspects. I actually love the relationship book because we're working and different things. And when you're sharing, might be reading your particular topic. There might be somebody else's chapter that what to me that's the best thing on operation book. I think three books and that's all operation. So I would an author a lot, but it is one of the things that I do wear and an author one of our questions, but and an entrepreneur and to each other, an author, it gives you in the game to be honest, whatever you're doing. It doesn't matter what type of business they're doing or they're doing. If you are having a book, a product, whatever it is, your particular business is, I mean, it's amazing. I mean, just, I'm a basketball. My book is about owners. They're actually about different topics. It's a leverage of being every year on it.
good to hear. I haven't had a chance. So put that in the line. I want to get 5 of your books. Well, last time I didn't get 5, but I'm going to get 5 this time. That's for sure. And our sponsors are always excited about. I want to give the book. I'm going to read, but the other 4 will be there as we do our powerful and pretty much just give your poor name of individuals those books so you read it as well. And if you talk about some other things, then we'll talk and I'll talk about there's three to have, and we'll talk about how you concluded up, how individuals can get those books, how you want to give the information in regard. As you mentioned, it was good that you thought of advantages to the author and realize that be on you, meaning if you are an author, you can write books, even if you collaborate with anything, just require you to bring something to the table. If you want to be an entrepreneur, you definitely bring something to the table. And both require a financial commitment along with kind of get you in the right direction. And other things, I always tell everybody, because I always try to brag about it. I have 4 books that I published, and it allowed me to lead to start where we're on one show in 2017. We have 11 shows. We have now a video that works over 25 individuals.